I stopped waiting for the light at the end of the tunnel and lit that bitch up myself. Hi, this is Coach MK, and this is the Morning Mantra.
Today's mantra is, I am loved. I am loved. In case you were wondering, yes, the blizzard hit. No, school wasn't canceled, just delayed by an hour, which is actually worse. And no, none of my family made it home. So when you hear this on Friday, I will be struggling with no childcare, limited sanity, and even less patience. It's Fierce Friday, and I just recorded a super cool podcast this afternoon that I cannot wait for you to hear. Coach Sarah and I were tasked with writing love letters to our bodies, or to one part of our bodies, and Sarah's was so good, I had to dig deep to write a really good one. Which basically means I had to bribe the sitter to stay longer so I could work. She stayed way too late 2 days in a row, and there's no way I can ask her to stay for a third day tomorrow, so thank you, Miss Jessica, and happy birthday! So I could sit in a study and think about my body. The body that felt like a prison for most of my life. The body that was violated. The body that was the source of my pain. In order to go there, to that deep place in my soul where the mantras live, I had to remember the pain that started it all. Each time I brush across that wound, it stings a little bit less, which is how you know it's healing. This wound is where Coach MK came from. The scar tissue that covers that wound is comprised of mantras. Remember how I said I had to become the running coach I wanted to hire? That's true, but Coach MK started much earlier than that when I think about it. My attacker lived on the Georgetown campus, and I had to encounter him frequently. I worked full-time, and my grades weren't good enough to transfer to an equivalent school, and I wasn't about to let this guy take my virginity, my Christianity. Yeah, back then I truly thought not being a virgin meant I would burn in hell, so I let go before I could be cast aside. And my ticket out of Smith County, Tennessee. He would not get my college education. I had to find a way to stay. I also had to find a way to manage the panic attacks that would cause me to faint all over campus. Now, you can look in the mirror all day long and say, I'm fearless, but that does not help when you are scared shitless, you guys. When every system you've been told will protect you fails you, you have to find the strength within yourself to keep going. And I'm not sure where that strength comes from. I'm not really sure how to do that. The one emotion I had in abundance was anger at anything and everything. The injustice of my position was overwhelming. This wasn't my fault. You didn't help me, and you did not help me, and you did not help me, so don't you dare judge me! I am not leaving! The first attempt at a mantra channeled that anger into something I could lean on rather than hide behind. I am not leaving! You know that voice in your head that says, everyone is staring at you and whispering? In my case, they actually were, and I needed something to balance that out in my brain, something that was louder. Over time, I trained that voice in my head to scream at the voice that told me that everyone thought I was crazy and a liar and no one would ever love me, that no one would ever want this body. The mantra that really kept me going was the one I didn't want to believe. I am loved. I looked for love and proof and acceptance and validation in all the wrong places. But luckily, I kept going to therapy too. Because the only way to prove everyone wrong is to do exactly what they say to do and then say, you were wrong, I did that. And eventually the therapy would take and I would start making better choices. I would even find someone to love me in ways I never thought would be possible. Later, when I was training for my first post-baby half, the Coach MK you know would start to emerge. I was loved. Now I needed to be coached. I tried to join a run club, and it didn't go so well. On my very first run, a dude made a comment about how I didn't belong with the advanced group, and I needed to show up at 7 a.m. with the Couch to 5K folks. I wasn't about to do that. Fuck him. I had met that group, and I did not belong there. I might have been out of shape, but this was the group I belonged with. All I had to do was recover from this pregnancy. Most of them were really nice people, but I felt out of place and scared, and that comment did not help. This body made sure I didn't fit in. And that triggered a lot of feelings I didn't recognize at the time. Reminders of being bullied, of being violated, of not belonging, of not being wanted. I needed a mantra that was louder than that. I do belong here, and I am not leaving. I will be coached. Some of those runners weren't on training plans. They just did whatever they wanted and raced all the time. Especially that mean guy. I listened to the coach. I did exactly what he said to do. And when I ran my first post-baby half, I ran it in 2 hours flat, much faster than really I probably should have. I also ran faster than that guy did. I am coached. I am loved. I am winning at life. The scars on my soul were covered with mantras, and eventually, those scars healed. So when Google Photos showed me this then and now shot that will be attached to the transcript of this podcast, I gasped and knew which body part I wanted to address and which story I wanted to tell. And I'm quite proud of the letter that I wrote to my body part. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. If some part of you is broken, it's hard to make sense of the pain. I'm here to help you, to remind you that you are loved because you are. You are by me. And then to cover that pain with mantras while we keep moving through that pain. It will end. Sometimes all you need is a plan to keep you moving, but mantras take you from Mary Catherine Brooks to Coach MK. I cannot wait to see where this journey will take you, and I'm so, so grateful that we get to do it together.
Hi, my name is MK Fleming. I'm a run coach based in Denver, Colorado, but this isn't a podcast about running exactly. Don't tell my clients, but we're never really talking about the running. When you know a craptastic event is coming, it helps to have a mantra to keep you centered and focused as you move through it. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached and loved by Coach MK, and if you are here, then you are hashtag winning at life. You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And you are definitely winning at life if you subscribe to my Nuzzle Nut newsletter, follow me on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram. Feel free to do all three.
It's almost time. My new venture will be rolling out very soon. Check us out, www.fitnessprotection.com. Again, that's www.fitnessprotection.com. Yay!